I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. I've been working really hard, focused on the label, We Ain't Scared Records, weaintscaredrecords.com. And as I said previous, the podcast will be a little intermittent. If I can do a couple of them a month or once a week, I'll do my best. But as I'm certain you can imagine, that is like two full-time jobs. Managing the label and the music and everything that goes along with it. So I appreciate your patience and understanding as I tried to maintain some of what the listeners were used to. So with that being said, let me go ahead and send my usual shout outs to Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. And as usual, as I say, if you are Black in particular and you cannot support or get behind Black Lives Matter, you're part of the problem. All they ever say is Black Life Matters. That's it. That's it. So if, again, if you can't support it, you have to ask yourself why. Why the self-hate? I'll take it one step farther. Why the self-hate? And for those that do support it, thank you. And then thank you to those non-Black people that understand and get Black Lives Matter. All right, Ferocious for Flint. Let's talk about that. We have some plans coming up for you in 2018. We definitely have not forgotten about you. That water crisis that has been going on since 2014. No clean water for 4 years. It is a man-made disaster. It's absurd. And still, nobody in jail. Think about that. In 4 years, nobody has gone to prison. Not the governor, not anybody locally, none. And this tells me, and we all know the same song, when it's minorities involved, nobody gives a damn. So let's hope that something happens and that more officials go to prison. And I believe that's as of today. If somebody has, then I apologize. But I haven't heard it. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened. It just means I haven't heard it. And let us see. Oh, weaintscaredrecords.com. Go to weaintscaredrecords.com, please. The analytics are looking really good. We have some fantastic feedback from overseas. And so I'm very happy about the results thus far. We have two more singles that are dropping on September the 26th. It's going to be Smoke and Ride, Nels, 51 Deuces, and then Truth from Golden Boy. So Golden Boy is out of Houston, and Nels is out of Austin, Texas. So that's coming. Also, Leighton Bradford, The Bradford Review. They are very strong supporters of Ferocious Talk. I appreciate the support, Leighton, and everyone that goes to the Bradford Review. You can Google that, and they listen to these podcasts. So I'm very appreciative of that, and anyone that supports what we're doing here at Ferocious Talk. All right, so with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. Now, I did write this up on my phone. Some of the notes are a little, I'm reading them as I'm going because I didn't review it before I even started this. So I hope this comes out okay. But the name of this particular topic or podcast is, should Black-owned businesses charge non-Black customers a reparations tax? Should Black-owned businesses charge non-Black customers a reparations tax? So as most of you know, I am a strong proponent of reparations. And for those of you who don't know what reparations is or are, basically, because of the 400 years of free labor that the United States of America stole from slaves from Africa, they did not pay them, and they owe money. So this goes also to the descendants of those slaves, myself included. as an African American. That the government, the U.S. government, which has a policy of paying reparations, just ask the Indians and their land, right, at the Four Corners, when they got access to the land and they have the casinos, that there are some police officers or police departments that can't even drive on the tribal land, okay? And then the Japanese, from the Japanese internment camps, they were paid reparations, I think between $20,000 and $27,000. When the U.S. put them in internment camps. So the U.S. government has a history, a proven history of paying reparations to groups of people that they have wronged. Okay. So let me just sort of address a little bit more as it relates to that as I build up to why this makes sense. Now, whether you want to admit it or not, all of the things you enjoy came as a result of the U.S. government not paying trillions of dollars in hourly wages. So for all those non-black people that are now saying, it wasn't me, or I wasn't there 400 years ago. Well, neither was I, but I'm still suffering from racism. I'm still suffering from oppression. And you're benefiting from getting services and products from a country that has an outstanding debt owed to black people. This is not a mystery. I'm not just pulling this out of once upon a time fairy tale land. This is real. The government owes, okay? So it's like a couple, right? When they get married, whatever debt each spouse had before the marriage, they both are responsible for after they get married, because both incomes will be used to pay for the debt. America owes us. So when the U.S. brought slaves to America, it married black people. All right, it married us. So now it's time to pay the debt that it owes. Now, for those non-black people that may be saying, I still disagree with you, A1. I don't think it's fair. I didn't do it, and I'm not responsible. Yes, you are. Because even in those comments, you are denying racism. And you're denying the fact that racism is, it exists, and that it oppresses black people in larger numbers than any other group. And the fact that people suffered hundreds of years for you to be here in this country and take advantage of all your liberties. Now, some people will say, well, what about the Native Americans? Look, nobody is discounting what the Native Americans have experienced. Again, they got their reparations. They got the Four Corners, New Mexico, Arizona, right? Colorado, whatever, where casinos. They got their reparations. They got their acknowledgement from the U.S. government. Black people still haven't. And if you've ever listened to hip hop, blues, rock, gospel, R&B, or any other form of music that makes you feel good, you're benefiting from the pain of black slaves and their descendants. A lot of those genres of music, right? Negro spirituals, which started it all, which led to the blues or jazz or hip hop, that was all steeped in pain. That wasn't created because black people were happy. Those different art forms were birthed out of pain and suffering and oppression. And that was the one way that black people could speak our minds and still to this day speak our minds and not have anybody censor us. And we can actually articulate the kind of pain that we're in and that we're experiencing. So it's more than just the music, okay? If you enjoy full lips, big hips, and tanning, you can thank black people and our appearance for that influence. Okay. Also, have you heard of the term tall, dark, and handsome? It amazes me that people want to apply this to somebody from Greece. I've never understood that. When I think tall, dark, and handsome, I think of a black man. I don't think about some Greek person, right? Or they'll even apply it to a Caucasian male that has dark hair and he might have a 5 o'clock shadow. Oh, he's tall, dark, and handsome. No, he's not. He's white. So black men is where that came from. And let me just say this. Let me kind of segue just a little bit and I'll get back on track. What triggered this idea was I read about a coffee shop, and I want to say it's on the East Coast, where they implemented a surcharge or a tax for men, male customers, because females earn less on the dollar than their male counterparts. So this particular coffee shop decided, okay, fine, we're going to try to level the playing field. And for the male customers, we're going to charge them a little bit more than the female customers so that we can compensate for this earning less on the dollar. Now, granted, it doesn't take into account that what's happening is at the coffee shop, if the guy is earning $8 an hour and the female is earning $8 an hour, right, then they're both earning the same. I don't have to go down that road, but you control as the business owner, right, how much your employees make. When I say the reparations tax, okay, because non-black people are benefiting from the works of 400 years of African Americans in this country, it makes sense to me that if the government won't pay it, then we're going to go to the consumer to get it and charge a surtax. And I don't know. Some people might be thinking, well, how much? You know, what's fair? I don't know. Even if it's, let's say it's a cup of coffee. If it's an additional 25 cents, I don't know. But the point is that the idea of a reparations tax is up to the individual black-owned business to make that determination. Now, some people may say, well, what if they only service black people? Well, then I guess you can't charge it, because then you'd be penalizing the very people that it's for. But if you have the kind of business where you have a diverse a clientele, then guess what? Your surcharge or your reparations tax could be implemented. One thing for certain, that black, white, green, yellow, that we enjoy soul food and barbecue. Yeah. So if you like ribs and you like barbecue chicken or broiled chicken and you like going to soul food restaurants, that's the easiest place to implement this surcharge, this reparations tax. Okay, and you can thank black people for creating what real barbecue and soul food is, all right? Now, black people during slavery had to use the scraps, okay, for that barbecue. So my attitude is, do whatever you can to scrap and get back whatever monies you can, all right? Fashion. The most fashion-forward group on the planet are black people. We set the trends and get stolen from every day. It amazes me how I will watch high-end fashion shows. You know, the Marc Jacobs and some of the other higher-end designers. And they will have models with dreads, right? Cornrows, okay? They big full lips. They steal. And then they don't want to acknowledge where they stole it from. Braids. They have braids in their hair. You're benefiting from black people and our hairstyles. So every Korean hair store in America needs to pay a reparations tax. If you are in the hood and you are selling hair, or you're a Korean liquor store owner, it's not even a tax. It's a discount. That's what we get. We should get a significant discount. I don't care if it's 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%. Then it goes in the exact opposite direction. Okay? Now, as it relates to you like football, baseball, basketball, tennis, track and field, yeah, you can thank black people for your enjoyment since we dominate most of those sports. And in my opinion, all non-black people that buy tickets need to pay a reparations tax. Now, I put racism tax on the original notes, right? But reparations, I think, more hits it on the head as to what it's for, okay? And that's just based on the barriers that black people continue to have to overcome and play in these sports. Colin Kaepernick, national anthem, ridiculous blackball, being blackballed by these white owners. Music concert tickets, that's another area where you go to see a black artist. Guess what? You're going to play, if you're non-black, you're going to pay an additional tax, a reparations tax. And these are just ideas, all right? The whole point is we have to come up with something, okay, that's going to shake up America, and it's going to really force them to understand that there was a real financial pain that was lost. So when you reject even the idea that I'm throwing out, I'm not going to pay that. And what? Well, how do you think the slaves felt by not getting paid at all? As much as you're fighting this and as much as you're rejecting the whole idea and the concept and that you have an attitude, because I guarantee you, I can't see your face, but I guarantee you the non-black people listening to this, and unfortunately, maybe even some black people, you're resisting this thing, not even considering the pain, the physical, emotional, and psychological emotional pain that slaves went through by not getting anything, working 6 days a week, sun up to sundown, and you squabbling, upset over a potential surcharge, a reparation tax. When you, again, eat at a soul food restaurant, that to me, again, is the most ideal place to start. So every soul food restaurant in America, figure it out. Reparations tax. How about that? Let's see. What else? Gentrification. OMG. If you're white and you want to try to move back into a neighborhood that you left because too many black people were living in it, if you want to get back in, you need to be charged a reparations tax, a surcharge. Because now that you're moving back in and you're raising the real estate values going up, and you're pushing us out, we need something. We need something. Let's see. What else do I got? Oh, movies. Any non-black person that wants to see a movie with a black person in the cast, even that token should be charged a reparation tax to compensate for that black actor or actors for the years they were exploited and excluded, or for all the stereotypical roles we were given that reinforce terrible stereotypes about black people. Now, finally, the racism tax should also be charged to all the politicians in Washington, D.C. that want the black vote. You want my vote? Pay for it. Some people, you can't pay for it. Yeah, lobbyists do it all the time. Lobbyists pay for votes. So let's not kid ourselves. That's why they're there with hundreds of millions of dollars from corporate America. They're buying friggin' votes, okay? That's what's happening, and everyone knows it. They just call it something different, a donation. You're buying a vote. The racism tax or reparations tax should also apply to every law enforcement department in the United States for all the unarmed murders they've perpetrated in the last 400 plus years. They will pay an additional tax on bullets, gas, tires, handcuffs, or any other equipment used to kill us. You're going to pay extra for that. And that extra money will go back to the black community that they're policing in every week in the form of checks to the residents. Some people, well, that's not possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. I don't care if in the end it works out to $100 each. Guess what? It's some form of reparations. The reparations tax is a real way to help the black community receive the financial restitution that America, with 3 K's, owes, while still allowing non-black people to enjoy all of our gifts and talents. You're welcome. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.